From American Public Media, this is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Not long ago, Star Wars creator George Lucas announced plans to pay for an affordable housing project on land he owns in Marin County in Northern California. Marin County, if you're not familiar, is very beautiful and very wealthy. Lucas has lived there for decades. He's had several fights with fellow residents over building proposals, but his plan to spend upwards of $100 million of his own dollars on low-income apartments highlights a bigger story in Marin, just how hard it can be to build affordable housing in such an unaffordable area. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Okay, let's just get this part out of the way. And that's the last you're going to hear about George Lucas in this story for a while. I'll get back to his role in a bit, Star Wars fans, I promise. But first, I want to focus on the, yes, less sexy sounding part of the story, affordable housing. In a pricey place like Marin County, affordable housing can sometimes just sound like a joke. Lily Thomas is a planner who works for the county, and she says when she tells people what her job is...
I work for the County of Marin, and I manage the affordable housing program.
She gets reactions like this.
Oh, I didn't know you had any affordable housing. I thought that was an oxymoron.
This one time in the exam room of a new doctor, when she was about to get a physical, she happened to mention her job.
He laughed, said, I need affordable housing. I'm a doctor, and I can't afford to live in this county.
Maybe the doctor was kidding, but maybe not. Marin County has some of the most expensive housing in the nation, not just because it's such a beautiful place, think beaches, redwoods, and rolling hills, but also because it's right next to San Francisco's booming tech economy and yet has very limited housing stock. More than 80% of Marin has been set aside never to be developed. And when you take an extremely limited housing supply and mix it with an extremely high housing demand, well, you know how this formula works.
Housing prices go up.
Way, way up. In Marin, the average monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment is more than $1,700. The median home price is more than $800,000, meaning your annual income has to be at least $200,000 to qualify for most home loans. All these numbers have turned Marin into a place of extremes. It has one of the highest median incomes and highest levels of income inequality in the nation. Lots of high earners call it home, movie stars, lawyers, and yes, doctors. But middle-income folks, teachers and nurses, not so much. And low-income workers, busboys and housekeepers and baristas, they mostly cluster in Marin's few high-density areas near the freeway, sometimes doubling or tripling up in units so they can afford them.
Two families or three families to an apartment.
This is Sharon Minchef, a caregiver for the elderly who lived in one of those overcrowded apartment buildings in Marin until a few years ago. Then she lost her job and couldn't even afford her apartment anymore. For a few months, she was homeless.
Loss of job, loss of income, just everything happened all at once in my life. And I was at the age where there's not a lot of options out there for you unless you're really prepared for it.
The story of where Minchef ended up after this says a lot about how desperately needed affordable housing is in a place like Marin, and yet how hard it can be to build. After Minchef lost her home, she found her way to a shelter. The waiting list to get into most affordable housing units in Marin is more than 10 years long. But because Minchef was a low-income senior who'd been homeless, her wait was shorter, 4 years. Eventually, she was notified about an open unit at this new affordable complex called Tucson Senior Apartments.
This was a miracle. This was a miracle.
I went to visit Tucson Apartments. It's one of the few affordable housing projects that have been built in Marin in the last 5 years. So this is the community room.
The community room and the office.
It's in one of Marin's most expensive towns, Kentfield. The complex is this little cluster of 13 apartment units designed to blend in as well as they can with the multi-million dollar homes further up the street.
They're like the place on the corner over there is like a Tuscan villa.
Sharon Minchef loves her new home.
I feel like I'm living in the mountains, and it's affordable.
Technically, affordable means that no more than 30% of a resident's income goes toward rent. But as Minchef shows me around the complex...
This is Jim.
Introduces me to residents.
Hi, Chrissy.
She says she's discovered affordable housing projects like hers also carry a different meaning in certain parts of Marin.
That you're going to get low-life, drug addict people. And that's not what's here. I so want, sometimes when I stand up and yell and scream, you know, that's not what comes here. You don't understand.
One fellow that lives here, he lived in a storage unit for 4 years before he got this place.
This is Mary Stomp, the CEO of the nonprofit PEP Housing that built Tucson Senior Apartments.
I mean, imagine you're 75 years old and you're living in a storage unit.
Others had been living in their cars before they moved here, or couch surfing, which meant when they came here, they didn't need moving vans.
They had nothing. So I went out and bought 10 beds, just basics, cookware, dishes, things like that, chairs, dining room tables. I think I bought 8 dining room tables because they had nothing.
Tucson is one of those rare examples of success in the world of affordable housing in Marin. Not just that 13 people struggling to keep a roof over their head now have an affordable home to live in, but that the housing even got built in the first place. Mary Stomp explains what that took.
The project is 13 units, and we had 19 sources of funding on it.
Let that sink in for a moment. Apartments for 13 people took 19 sources of funding, even though the whole project only cost $5 million to build. I asked Stomp to list the funding sources, and this alphabet soup of government agencies and grants and tax credits came tumbling out.
ARRA funds.
CDBG funding.
Project-based Section
federal
8.
Federal and state
county
tax credits.
Housing development
grant
funds,
from Marin Community
Credit
through
a bank.
Construction loan.
Oh, my God. And 9 others.
And each of these funding sources came with a different set of rules about what exactly their pot of money could be used for.
You know, this source has to pay for this thing, and that bench over there gets paid through this.
You're pointing to a bench?
A bench. Just one bench, and that's not one of the 19 sources. So each bench you see, just add another source, add another source. This is what kept me up at night, is trying to figure out what was going to pay for what. If you see my spreadsheet, it's very large, and it can be mind-blowing.
I started looking around the apartment complex we were standing in, all the walls and windows and doorknobs, and started to see each little detail as the physical manifestation of 19 columns on a spreadsheet, not to mention hours of paperwork, phone calls, grant applications.
Like, what about the garden?
The garden was paid for by tax credits.
What about the actual buildings?
A permanent loan with Marin Community Foundation.
And some American Recovery Act money, she said, except for the balconies and the patios, because
American Recovery Act money doesn't pay for balconies and patios.
So they came out of a different funding stream. Oh, and the sidewalks leading up to the buildings?
That's CDBG funding.
You get the picture. Aside from this crazy quilt of funding, the other complication is that in recent years, a lot of funding sources have just gone away altogether because of budget cuts at the federal and state level. All of which is why Mary Stomp is so excited about her latest affordable housing project, the one she just started working on. It's planned for a former piece of dairy land in northern Marin County called Grady Ranch. It'll be one of the biggest affordable housing complexes in the county, more than 200 units. And there will not be 19 sources of funding, but just one. Yes, George Lucas. He said through a spokesperson that he just wanted to do something nice for seniors and people who work in Marin. I asked to talk to Lucas directly, but was declined, so you're just going to have to listen to this music instead. Anyway, Mary Stomp's spreadsheet for this new affordable housing project is a lot simpler than usual.
It's sort of an unbelievable miracle. It's got one column.
Stomp took me out to the land where this new development is planned to go.
Just stunningly beautiful here. All you see are hills and nature and beauty, and it's just an incredible place for someone to call home.
But not everyone feels that way about this new affordable housing project that George Lucas will be funding.
I go hiking in that area. You think we're not going to be able to see that thing?
It would stand out as a sore thumb, so to speak.
Basically, it looks like you volunteered for the ghetto, basically.
More on that tomorrow. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.